Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody!
Hey, hey.
All right. We're here, we're dishing you all the news and gossip in the entertainment industry, and of course, Frank and I can't do this on our own. We gotta say what's up to our ripe and juicy peaches in Atlanta.
What's going on, y'all?
Hello, darling. Hey.
Now, Portia and Gary are out and about, but we got Real Housewife of Atlanta, Eva Marcel, hanging out with us.
Whoop, whoop!
Yeah! Author and awesome human being, Monyetta Shaw.
Whoop, whoop! Hey.
Welcome, ladies. The more ladies, the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. All right, well, you know what? Find out what famous actor missed out on dating Kate Hudson. Also, find out who's upset with Jennifer Garner. And a little hint, it's not Ben Affleck. But first, Headcrack, I heard you got something good.
Yeah, hi, Frank. You're going to feel my pain on this one, man. It's disappointing. It's sad. Like, sad.
Why?
Rosewood. When you finally get that girl that you've had your eye on for some time, and the time comes in so you can lean in and get that kiss you've been dreaming of,
and it's
everything you thought it was going to be, but it wasn't. Well, this happened. So actor Scott Foley, he made an appearance recently on Watch What Happens Live, and when asked about his worst on-screen kiss, listen to who he had to say. You ain't going to believe this. Check it.
Who was your worst on-screen kiss?
Tyra Banks.
Wow. Wait, what was that in?
Felicity.
That when you kissed her in Felicity, and was she just not into? Was she just?
She was just not into it.
Right.
It was. I think it was her first on-screen kiss, and I was so excited about it. But it was a lot bigger than it needed to be or should have been.
Was she like? I mean, was it like?
She was.
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
What about higher learning? I mean, that was Malik's girlfriend. She definitely had an on-screen kiss before.
Really? I don't know if that was before Felicity or after.
Wait a second. So is he saying, is he throwing himself out of the bus on that, or is he throwing her under the bus? Meaning he was so excited to do it. Was he... He said there was just too much.
But he said it was her first on-screen kiss, so she doesn't really know what on-screen kissing is.
It wasn't her first on-screen kiss. Her first, film debut, TV, film, all of that stuff was Higher Learning before she ever did Fresh Prince or anything like that. And
maybe it was her first white guy kiss.
That could be the thing.
Yeah. So she's like,
you never know how into it the other person is going to be. Like, do you really want me to go for it? Like, we was kissing in real life, or we just doing like a Hollywood screen kiss? Like, you know, sometimes it's hard to be on that same page.
And I've had a few on-screen kisses. I was actually on Young and the Restless for quite some time. One of my first on-screen kisses, honestly, was like a prelude to a whole sex scene, and the guy got aroused, and I was like, "Yo, cut!"
Of course he did. Have you looked in the mirror at yourself?
I did not sign up for that.
But would you be appalled if he wasn't excited?
Yeah, I would think I may be.
I would rather that.
Young and the Restless was my show, Eva.
Was it?
Oh, yeah, I go way back. I go back when David Hasselhoff was Snapper.
Oh, my
God. What? I came in and I replaced Drusilla.
Oh.
So Drusilla, your grandma. That was Frank's grandma.
That was my grandmother's name.
That was your grandma? Well, my aunt was Della Reese.
Okay, so as parents, you want to keep it cool with your kids. I like to keep it cool with my kids. And I think Jennifer Garner was trying to do the same thing with her kid, but she did something horribly wrong at her son Samuel's 7th birthday party. She was throwing a themed party, which you do.
Uh-huh.
It was How to Train Your Dragon party, and she dressed up as an Astrid Viking.
Okay.
She posted this photo of her on her Instagram account. With the costume, carrying a birthday cake with the caption, "Well, guess what? Turns out 7 is the age my kid stops thinking it's cool when I dress up for parties. # youngest child, # first eye roll, # anyone need an asterisk." picture.
Yeah, that's super cute.
I think he's traumatized because he thought the Ben Affleck was the parent who drank all the time. This looks like somebody who... Anybody else have an embarrassing parenting story? Or did you embarrass your kids or did your parents embarrass you?
Mm. I embarrassed my daughter. I was at my daughter's school actually not too long ago. I was doing a birthday party. She just turned 5. So one of Marley's classmates go, Marley's mom, how did your hair get longer than yesterday?
Right. Well, Jennifer Garner isn't alone in sharing her excitement on social media. Mama Queen Bee, Miss Tina Lawson, had a big oops moment on Instagram recently. And we all used to Miss Tina sharing her special moments with the world, but this time she might have shared a little too much. Okay, so she posted a screenshot of her grandson, 15-year-old Jules, the son of Solange, first Instagram account with the caption, "My baby has an Instagram account." Well, it seems like Jules didn't want any kind of that attention because Miss Tina has since deleted her proud moment post of Jules' account, and he switched it to private.
Oh my goodness.
He changed his account to private, but I guarantee this is what kids do. They have their account that their parents know about, and then they have the account the parents don't know about. That's how they do it nowadays.
Teach me, Frank.
They gotta make a feature where you can block certain aspects of the account. Like, maybe you can see the timeline, but you can't see stories. Because that's where the real stuff really be going down, like, 9 times out of 10, and people really be sharing their feelings. Like, yo, I hate my mom so much. Like...
On Snapchat, where it disappears.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You got to get in there and set that thing to 24 hours for the message to stay.
Man, this bitch tripping. Who are you talking about?
Well, since we're talking about moms putting their kids on blast, I got to tell you about this story. Actress Rita Wilson, she's married to Tom Hanks. They have a son, Colin Hanks. Okay, so recently she got a little salty with her son because apparently he was clueless that Kate Hudson had the hots for him. Not now, but when they were much younger, I guess Kate Hudson would get on her bike and ride by the house and stop by the house, and Colin Hanks just... did not catch up on the clues that obviously Kate Hudson's coming over here because she's got a crush on you. And so,
well, was Kate Hudson cute back then, or was she like in an awkward phase and he was like, oh, Kate Hudson, ew. And now she's like, look what she turned into.
I know. So here's what Rita Wilson said about her love for Kate Hudson. She said, quote, "Kate used to bicycle over to my house when she was 14 to see if my son Colin Hanks was home. And Colin Hanks, being a little too clueless to know, like, oh my God, this amazing girl is driving by on her bike, like, asking for me," she ended her comment with a sigh and said, "No little Kate Hudson babies for me."
That sounds about right, though, because when you look at Colin Hanks, he looks like he's trying to figure out a crossword puzzle. He just has this confused look on his face.
Yes. But sometimes people are clueless about, you know, somebody having a crush on them. It'll take a friend to go, it's so obvious. They're totally crushing on you. You're like, well, I don't know.
My biggest kick in the ass for myself was finding out that Julie Benz had a crush on me. We had her on the show when she was on Dexter as Dexter's wife.
Yeah, Rita.
And then later we had her on the show, and I asked her straight up. I said, I thought there was something between us.
You said, am I?
Yeah, I thought there was something there. And so I asked her, I'm like, so was there something there back in the day? She's like, yeah. She goes, if you would have asked me out, I'd have gone. And we'd probably still be together.
But was this why she was still married to Dexter, though?
That's probably freaked me out. I'm like, I'm not sleeping with Dexter's wife.
What sucks is when you find out years later, somebody's like, you know what? I had the biggest crush on you and... high school or college. And you're like, why are you telling me?
I encourage everyone in 2019 to shoot your shot.
I would not have my husband today if
not for that. Because I'm the girl that, the guys that were bold enough to talk to me were 9 times out of 10 not the guys that I should talk to. So I had to let the eligible guys know, like, hey, I'm interested, because if I didn't let them know, they wouldn't holler.
But it's a fine line, though, between shooting your shot and harassment. Like,
all right, coming up, we have the deets on how Katy Perry met the love of her life, Orlando Bloom. We'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, everybody knows Katy Perry is a California girl, right?
Yeah. Right.
Well, recently, Katy revealed on how the ultimate California burger In-N-Out brought her and Orlando Bloom together.
Oh.
Now, what did she say? Now, your Cali Valley is better than mine. Go ahead, do the quote, Eva.
I met my boyfriend over at In-N-Out. We were at the Golden Globes, and, like, we weren't together. So I had my security guard grab 10 In-N-Outs, and all of a sudden, I see my boyfriend's hand. I mean, he wasn't even sitting at our table. He just swoops in and grabs it, and I'm like, hey, that's my burger.
Like, hey.
My burger.
My burger.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
That's you're going to get an Emmy for playing Katy Perry.
Yes.
Like, yeah, spot on. I mean, dude, it's kind of like a win-win. My man got the burger and the buns when it was all said and done.
The burger and the buns.
He got the burger and the buns.
They're a super cute couple, too.
They are cute.
And In-N-Out is one of those places where it's just like, oh, it's so delicious that I could see you falling in love with someone over an In-N-Out burger.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a fast food restaurant of choice?
Actually, I do. It reminds me of one of my exes, the Essence Festival. You guys know New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Got it going on. So we connected over Popeye's chicken.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Like Cardi B.
Yeah.
She said, love that from Boston. Straight up. So I would never look at Popeye's the same.
And it's real authentic in New Orleans. It's really good.
Yes.
Buttermilk
tastes right.
Yes. They put a little extra. Yes.
Put a little
they put the Cajun sparkle in the food.
What?
You don't know nothing about that?
No.
You got to ask for it.
Oh, you have to ask for that.
It
came out ever since Popeye's came out.
To Popeye's. Like, on your way out, you'd be like, hey, can I get some Cajun sparkle?
It's a little pink pack.
I can't wait to get
it. It's been there since Popeye's open. You got to be an old school Popeye head to know about the Cajun sparkle.
Straight up.
Cajun sparkle.
Oh, it's
that
so
sound
good.
Like a stripper with two gold teeth.
Okay. All right, now y'all know I love dogs, right? And I also love me a good meme. Well, I found this Instagram page that is doing the most. It's called Dogs Doing Drag. Let's check out a few of their memes, y'all.
What?
Yes. Me waiting for my BFF to come over so I can finally spill the tea, darling.
Look at Gary.
With the tea. Mirror, mirror on the closet. When is Daddy going to make a deposit?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Sugar Daddy. Yes. When you have a First Wives Club meeting at 9 and a Tupac concert at 10. All eyes
How
on me.
How do you want it?
Now, Brad, I know you love your pups. Now, do you ever dress your dogs up, put little outfits on them and the whole night?
Absolutely. When it's cold, they got goose down coats. When it's hot, they got little bikinis. They love to sunbathe. Yes, they have polo. They have Fendi. You know, they have everything. They really do. They have
Ain't
a closet.
No way.
They have a closet full of stuff. They have furniture that's specially made for them. You know, I got a doggy door cut in my door. You know, they living their best life.
Inspirational. I want to see like a tougher version of this. Can we get something going?
What you mean?
Hashtag dogs and do-rags.
Oh.
Let's get it popping.
Don't make every dog hood, okay?
I need to see some poodles with some waves and a do-rag going.
For a dog, you gotta cut holes for the ears.
That'd be so dope.
And then wrap it around. That dog would take that thing off. You're stupid.
Oh, coming up next, it's game time. Yes. We are battling it out with Heidi and Frank. Stay tuned to see what city wins. Dish
Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Dish Nation. And today we decided we want to have a little bit of fun. Just to make it interesting, we're going to play a game. It's going to be ATL versus LA, and the game is called
Who Dish That?
All right, y'all, so the game goes like this. You're going to hear audio of something said by a celebrity. Each team has to make a guess of who they think it is, and the first team to guess right gets the point. And you can yell an answer anytime after the audio is done. But here's the catch. We're going to make it hard for you. The voice of celebrity has been altered to make things a little bit harder. Aww. So the team with the most points wins. I mean, come on. You know most of these people's voices anyway, so we ain't got to be mixed a little bit.
Okay.
ATL, are y'all ready?
We ready.
Yes. LA, are you ready?
We're ready.
Well, here we go. Now, this celebrity was on the Graham Norton show and was talking about how Americans love to discuss who celebs have slept with. Take a listen.
I come from the time before the cameras were out. So everything was in the tabloid. So if you went out to lunch with somebody, you were having sex with them. You were about to move in. And so people always say, so what was it like when you, like, were with that guy? I was like, which guy? And I say, you know, I've been married 9 times. I don't know which one you're talking about.
Whoopi Goldberg. Or Sherry Shepherd.
Whoopi Goldberg or Jada Pinkett.
All right, throw a name out there, Heidi and Frank. Who y'all got?
Naomi Campbell.
Okay. She's cultured.
I thought it was a girl who sang the Frozen song.
I need you to let it go, because that's wrong.
All right, well, yo, if you said Whoopi Goldberg, you are right.
Oh, I've been married 9 times.
And also a stalker. Who knows her voice?
I've been watching The View.
It's the way that she says it. I haven't seen The View in so long. It's like something.
It is.
Like her swag.
Yes.
Whoopi has swag.
Now, this next one is a celebrity telling Seth Meyers about being invited to a big celebrity Oscar party. Here we go.
This big fancy party, this Gaia Osiris and Madonna party. If you get invited, you're like, you know, super important. and I puked on his porch. And like, I was in such bad condition, and I look behind me while I'm puking, and Miley Cyrus is there, like, get it together.
I got it.
Amy something.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Amy Schumer.
No, it's Amy, the comedian.
Amy Schumer.
Schumer.
Right.
We said Amy Schumer.
Oh, Amy Schumer, too. Yeah. Wait,
well, if you said Jennifer Lawrence, you are correct.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
ATL with the point, LA with the point, the game is tied.
Come on, y'all.
So here goes the third and final question. Now, this is Ellen DeGeneres asking a celebrity, what 3 things do they do the first thing in the morning? Take a listen.
I have to make coffee before the breakfast is done in the microwave. That's game number one. Work out, and I have to look at naked people.
Every day?
Every day.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say Dwayne Johnson.
Kevin Hart? No. I don't feel like he'll say the last thing. They'll look at naked people.
But I have no idea.
Heidi?
I'm going to say Kevin Hart.
Well, I will give you guys a clue. This guy totally could be mayor.
John Mayer?
John Mayer.
Boom.
John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Well, thank you, everybody, for playing Team Atlanta. You won absolutely nothing.
You're playing Who Dish That?
And up next, found out how this woman found out she had a bun in the oven. And yeah, she's no teen mom. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, this is an interesting story. A 50-year-old woman by the name of Michelle Hall got the surprise of her life when she learned she was, get this, 26 weeks pregnant. You heard it right. I know it might not sound weird, but wait till you hear the rest. The mother of 3 adult children, 1 14-year-old, and 3 grandkids was told by 2 different doctors that she was on menopause, and she claimed she didn't experience any morning sickness or weight gain. So this came to her as a big surprise that she was pregnant.
Well, then I can tell her she wasn't in menopause either, because she didn't experience any weight gain. And she's not there either. That's your first clue.
When you go through menopause, don't you take, like, hormones, though, that look like birth control?
I think
control,
you're supposed to retire.
No, you're not, Frank. She needs to sue the doctor.
Exactly. I'm guessing she is already a pretty big gal.
Is that what you're guessing?
Oh, it could be that.
She didn't notice any weight gain because, you know, I mean, it's not going to really show up.
She didn't know.
That's a good point. But I think you guys are missing the big kicker out of all of this. Not just the fact that this lady realized at over half way through a pregnancy that she was pregnant, but she's 50 years old.
Oh,
like, imagine having a baby in utero at 50. Oh.
But can you imagine asking someone to wear a condom when you're 50?
Do you have anything in your wallet there, or you want me to go grab my handbag?
Oh, gross.
I don't like that visual.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.